Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. This is a voice in great demand right now. The finest opera houses around the world clamor to have this voice resounding through their halls. It belongs to Vittorio Grigolo.
Risponder dovrei, tutti mentite.
This is from Vittorio Grigolo's first solo album of operatic music. It's titled, simply enough, The Italian Tenor. Guy sat down with him recently when they were both in Los Angeles.
Vittorio, you should know, is something of a sex symbol in the world of opera. He came into the studio wearing designer sunglasses, a white shirt buttoned just past his belly button, along with a shade of stubble on his face. But aside from his good looks, he's also considered a great new hope in the world of opera, the next Pavarotti. And like his hero Pavarotti, Grigolo loves performing work by Italian composers. So on the new record, he deliberately chose pieces only from Italian operas.
I'm dealing with composers that come from my country, like Verdi, Puccini, and Donizetti. For me, it's like, I want it really, you said this is my first album, classical, of course. It's something that it was in my dream since I was a little kid, since I was in my room performing like crazy, all the arias of everybody. It's something that I felt my body and my voice is ready now to deliver.
Right.
And now that as a painter, I had the opportunity to color this beautiful landscape and have all the color to make all those little shades.
What does an Italian singer bring to these compositions that other singers might not obviously? I mean, obviously you have the language, but is there a feeling, a sensibility that you bring to that because you are Italian?
I think it's the way I feel the pause in between music. I know the time I need in between a word to another to make it effective. If I say, for example, you're a very funny guy, you're a very funny guy. Or if I say, you know what, you're a very funny guy. You know, it's in music as in acting.
Yeah.
The most beautiful things is the pause in between.
Right. My guest is the opera singer Vittorio Grigolo, and his latest album is called The Italian Tenor. You'll be performing in Italy again in June. You'll be in Milan for Romeo and Juliet at La Scala, the most storied, famous opera house in the world, a place that opened when America was still fighting its revolution. You first performed there when you were 23. Describe what it is like.
I was very excited, and the president was there, president of Italy there, press, flowers all over, this stage big, huge, you know, this little piano, you know, the excited adrenaline, the sweat, you can hear the people, you know, checking time, 3, 2, 1, like, so, and the guy, you know, said, okay, you have your music? I checked my music, I had the wrong score. Oh my God, I said, Max, it's not possible, I have to take my other score, I can't do this. No, it's not possible, no time. Look at the score of the other people. I actually had the girl next to me, okay? She has a big cleavage, you know? Uh-huh. And I had to look at the score of her. But from the TV, it looks like I was looking on the boobs, you know, on the breast of the lady. And my mom said all the time, I said, what's going on? I said, he's not even seeing, he's looking at the breasts of the girl from the TV. And everybody said, and then when I went home, I said, Mom, I was not looking at the breasts. I was looking at the notes because I forgot my score, but nobody knows, of course. So it was a very strange story and a very funny story about my debut in La Scala.
I want to hear another performance from the record. This is from the first act of Puccini's La Bohème. Here you are performing as a Rodolfo. Just about all of the arias on this record cast you in the romantic lead. And there's another part of you that is a big part of who you are. I mean, you are, and this is radio, so I should describe you.
Yeah.
You are a very handsome guy. You are a big sex symbol. And yet you're
also... I'm blushing.
Does that make you feel uncomfortable, or do you just kind of have to embrace that and you know...
You want to embrace it? It's okay. You know what? If I need to perform Romeo and Juliet, you need to have a good body. You don't want to see a big bull jumping around like Nureyev and pretending to be Romeo, you know? Of course, people want today, that requires not only a beautiful voice, but it requires acting, it requires trained bodies. Mm. That's why sometimes careers also last a little bit less and they get shorter.
Rolando Villazón, who's another young tenor, he had to have surgery to remove a cyst from his vocal cords a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Some say that he overworked his voice. How do you deal with the demands of your job, of what you do?
First of all, it's important to have a teacher that stays always with you. I had the same teacher since I'm 17, and maybe this was the key, you know. Of course, 3 years ago start really my... I say my jump, race, no? Rise,
yeah.
Yes. So I had to learn quickly a lot of roles, and that was the moment I could have put my voice in danger because the request, the people want to talk, the TV, the album, everything is so so tight. I think a voice is like a good wine. Mm-hmm. If you work it well, it will mature, yes.
Yeah. That's the opera singer Vittorio Grigolo. His latest album is called The Italian Tenor. Vittorio, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.